This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Krill oil versus fish oil, what the evidence shows about bioavailability claims. Editorially reviewed by Profa, Georgi Kakadze, MD-MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence, krill oil contains omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA, bound to phospholipids, while standard fish oil delivers these compounds as triglycerides or ethyl esters. Despite marketing claims that krill oil is 2 to 8 times more bioavailable than fish oil, direct comparisons using matched doses and measured plasma levels show only modest differences, according to research published in Lipids in Health and Disease. Key takeaways: early bioavailability claims for krill oil were based on indirect measures of efficacy, not direct measurement of plasma EPA and DHA levels. When doses of EPA and DHA were matched and plasma levels measured directly, krill oil showed only 9 to 30% higher plasma levels than fish oil forms. Krill oil typically costs 5 to 10 times more per gram of EPA-DHA than standard fish oil, despite similar net absorption. Study at a glance: 118 ml plasma EPA plus DHA after 4 weeks on krill oil, 1.3 gram a day, compared to 108 on fish oil triglyceride and 91 mg/mL on fish oil ethyl ester, according to the randomized trial by Yurko Morrow and colleagues published in Lipids in Health and Disease. Plasma EPA plus DHA levels after 4 weeks of matched dose supplementation, margs per milliliter, measured in healthy adults receiving 1.3 day EPA plus DHA, Yurko Morrow et al. Krill oil, 108 fish oil triglyceride, 108 fish oil ethyl ester, 91. Source: Yurko Morrow et al., Lipids in Health and Disease, 2015, Georgian Medical Journal News. The origin of bioavailability claims. Krill oil's bioavailability advantage entered the marketplace largely through a single 2004 study. Researchers Booney and colleagues, publishing in Alternative Medicine Review, compared krill oil to menhaden fish oil in 120 patients with elevated cholesterol. The study measured lipid markers, total cholesterol, LDL, HDL, and triglycerides, not EPA and DHA absorption directly. Krill oil produced larger reductions in lipid markers than fish oil. However, the doses were not equivalent. The krill arms received 1 to 3 grams per day, while the fish oil arm received 3 grams. Moreover, lipid improvements are not a direct measure of bioavailability. A supplement can lower cholesterol through multiple mechanisms, some unrelated to how much omega-3 reaches the bloodstream. Bioavailability claims that followed from this study were therefore indirect inferences, not direct evidence of absorption advantage. A 2009 follow-up trial by Maki and colleagues, also comparing krill to menhaden oil, continued this pattern. The two products contained different EPA and DHA concentrations per gram, so active doses remained unmatched. See related coverage on supplement safety and efficacy evaluation at GMJ News. Direct measurement shows modest differences. The first well-controlled study to measure plasma EPA and DHA directly, with matched doses and measured absorption, came from Yurko Morrow and colleagues in 2015. Their randomized trial, published in Lipids in Health and Disease, enrolled 66 healthy adults and gave each group 1.3 grams per day of EPA plus DHA in one of three forms: krill oil, phospholipid-bound, fish oil as triglyceride, or fish oil as ethyl ester. After 4 weeks, plasma EPA-DHA levels were measured directly. Krill oil produced plasma levels of 118 gram/mL compared to 108 marg/mL for fish oil triglyceride, a 9% advantage, and 91 mg/mL for fish oil ethyl ester, a 30% advantage. The differences, while measurable, fell far short of the 2 to 8 times more bioavailable claims circulating in marketing materials. A prior study by Olvin and colleagues, published in Lipids, reached similar conclusions. Phospholipid form offered only a modest boost in absorption compared to triglyceride form. Price premium without proportionate benefit. Despite the small bioavailability difference, krill oil commands a substantial price premium in retail markets. Per gram of EPA-DHA, krill oil typically retails for 5 to 10 times more than standard fish oil. For a consumer seeking to maximize omega-3 intake per dollar spent, fish oil triglyceride, which showed 92% of krill oil's plasma levels in the Yurko Morrow trial, offers a more economical option. The phospholipid formulation may offer psychological or theoretical advantages, but the direct evidence of superior absorption does not support the marketing claims that have proliferated since the Bunaeus study. When EPA and DHA doses were matched and plasma concentrations measured directly, krill oil achieved 118 mg per milliliter compared to 108 grams for fish oil triglyceride, a 9% difference, far below marketing claims of 2 to 8 times more bioavailable. Yurko Morrow and colleagues, Lipids and Health and Disease. What this means for patients. If your goal is to increase omega-3 intake, standard fish oil triglyceride delivers nearly as much EPA and DHA to your bloodstream as krill oil at a fraction of the cost. Choose the form that fits your budget and tolerance. For clinicians, when counseling patients on omega-3 supplementation, the evidence does not support recommending krill oil over fish oil on bioavailability grounds alone. Individual patient preference, tolerability, and cost should drive the choice. Direct your patients to evidence-based supplement resources. For policymakers, marketing claims about bioavailability should be required to cite the specific, matched dose studies supporting them. The current gap between marketing claims and direct evidence suggests a need for clearer regulatory guidance on supplement efficacy statements. Frequently asked questions: is krill oil better absorbed than fish oil? In head-to-head trials with matched EPA and DHA doses, krill oil showed only 9 to 30% higher plasma levels than fish oil forms. The phospholipid structure does enhance absorption slightly, but not to the degree claimed in marketing materials. For most people, the modest difference does not justify the 5 to 10-fold price premium. Where did the 8 times more bioavailable claim come from? Early krill oil studies measured cholesterol reduction rather than plasma EPA plus DHA directly, and doses were not matched between krill and fish oil. Bioavailability claims were inferred indirectly from these studies. When later researchers, Yurko Morrow et al., 2015, measured plasma omega-3 levels with controlled doses, the claimed advantage largely disappeared. Should I take krill oil or fish oil? Both deliver omega-3 fatty acids to your bloodstream at similar rates when doses are matched. Fish oil is significantly less expensive. If you prefer krill oil for environmental, tolerability, or other personal reasons, the scientific evidence does not contradict that choice. But cost-effectiveness favors standard fish oil for most people seeking omega-3 supplementation. As the omega-3 supplement market continues to expand globally, consumers and healthcare providers alike would benefit from direct, transparent comparisons of formulations at matched doses. Future research should focus on long-term outcomes rather than intermediate biomarkers and should include cost-effectiveness analyses to guide real-world decision-making. The gap between marketing claims and peer-reviewed evidence suggests that regulatory frameworks for supplement marketing need strengthening to protect consumers from misleading claims. Source: Yurko Morrow et al., Lipids in Health and Disease, Buni et al., Alternative Medicine Review, Maki et al., Olvin et al., Lipids.